Hi, everyone. Welcome to Flock Talk. I'm Erin Morgan.
And I'm Jordan Sloggett.
And we work for the farmer members of the Ontario Sheep Farmers Organization.
This week, we're talking finance programs with Jay Atkins. Jay is CEO of Agricultural Credit Corporation.
Welcome, Jay. Thank you for joining Flock Talk.
Thank you for having us, Jordan and Erin. We appreciate the opportunity.
Jay, could you provide us with an overview of some of the financing programs that Agricultural Credit Canada offers specifically for sheep farmers in Ontario?
Yes, Jordan, thanks. The two programs that we offer right now, one is federal and one is provincial. The federal program is called the Advanced Payments Program, where a producer can obtain up to $250,000 interest-free and an additional up to $750,000 at prime in order to purchase, grow, raise, feed, and market their livestock. This program is widely used in the livestock industry, not only with sheep, but with cattle, hogs. That program came out and sheep were added to it approximately 7 years ago. And we have a number of growers today that are using it. We have another program called the Commodity Loan Program, which is a provincial program where a producer can get up to $750,000in order to provide an operating line of credit for them to grow crops in order to feed livestock. And that program, as I said, is at prime. And is both of these programs are available in April of each year and run for an 18-month period.
So what are the terms and conditions of each option?
The terms and conditions of each option, I'll start with the commodity loan program, which is a provincial program. Under that program, if you're growing crops for feed, you have to be enrolled in agriculture production insurance, or you have to be enrolled in agri-stability, one or the other. And in the advanced payments program, you do have to be enrolled in agri-stability for that. And again, under that program, you can get up to $250,000 interest-free, and you have up to an 18-month period to pay it back. We have two options under the advanced payments program for producers. One provides a full 18 months in order to pay us back, and that's called a standard loan. And then we have a program called a continuous flow program under the advanced payments program, where a producer has 12 months to pay us back based on the number of sheep they have coming and going on their farm operation. So for those operations where the production is continuously changing, where they're bringing them in, shipping them out at different stages, the continuous flow works really well for that, because we don't expect you to have the livestock on the farm at all times, knowing that you know, you're shipping some, you're bringing some in. And so for that program, it works extremely well.
Thanks, Jay. Are there any other key eligibility criteria that our sheep farmers should be aware of that they would need to meet to qualify for this financing programs?
Our standards are this, is that number one, you must be 18 years old. You must be a primary producer. Interesting enough, it used to be you had to be only a producer. You couldn't work off farms and all the other stuff. That's all changed now, where there's so many people, particularly in livestock, who are, you know, have other full-time jobs. So they certainly qualify now as primary producers. And again, you have to be enrolled in agri-stability. This program is a government program, and they do want the assurance of agri-stability backdropping their security. So, and again, agri-stability is relatively low cost to enroll in if you're not enrolled in it, and relatively easy to enroll in. We find the majority of producers are already enrolled in agri-stability. So what we require when you apply is basically some kind of proof of age or proof of who you are and your address. So any kind of government ID, like a driver's license or a passport or something along that line, will require to know a bank account number, so that everything we do is electronic. So both from a payment standpoint and from a funding standpoint. So we require to know where the money's going to be sent to and deposited into. And other than that, there are occasions when we will ask for a financial statement although those are relatively rare. I would say probably on 10 to 15% of our producers, we'll ask for a financial statement. It depends on a couple things. It depends on how their credit bureau comes back when we search it. And it also depends on, you know, if they're new to farming, if they've had issues with financing in the past, if there's red flags that kind of pop up, then we do ask for a financial statement. But for our organization, we look a lot harder trying to make the loan rather than finding ways of not making the loan. So, and farming is, you know, production, that livestock production is seasonal, can be seasonal. It can have good years. It can have bad years. And we understand that. So, you know, coming off a bad year, a couple of bad years certainly doesn't preclude you from applying to our loan programs.
So, Jay, not to steal your thunder, but I hear you have one of the fastest application processes in all of Canada. So why don't you tell us about that?
Well, thanks, Aaron. We're pretty proud of that, to be honest with you. We will do about close to 4,000 loans this spring in the month of April. And for us, I've been in the agricultural industry my entire life, and we've always heard farmers say, you know, there's too much paperwork. And there is. So what we've tried to do is take that paperwork away from the producer. So rather than have the producer fill out the application, we ask that they simply call us. And we have some very qualified and nice folks on the other end of the line. For a new application on the phone, it takes about 15 to 18 minutes. So it's a pretty quick application process. When the conversation's done, we email it to the producer to get their signature and to send it back to us. Once we obtain that signed application back, our turnaround time before the loan is actually into the producer's bank account, this year we're averaging 11 days. So we're trying to even speed that up even further, but we're probably about the quickest in the market. And depending on the time of year, the 11 days is right now. Certainly, this is our busiest time of year in April and May when all farmers are requiring lines of credit. But normally, other than probably March, April, May, our turnaround time's probably less than 4 days. So we're pretty pleased with that. For a renewal, so if a producer has borrowed from us before, for a renewal, we need about 6 minutes on the phone, and we can shoot the completed application out to them to get back to us. So we think we're getting pretty good at it. To be honest, at the risk of sounding arrogant about that, we think we're getting pretty good about it. And again, it gets money in the producer's hands very quickly. Yep. So we try.
Well, aside from the speedy application and turnaround process, which is a huge benefit, maybe you can speak to some of the other key benefits that farmers can expect from choosing ACC's financing programs compared to other options.
Sure, Jordan. I think we do things a little bit differently. When we grant a loan, the loans we grant are basically for producers to, you know, feed, grow, and market their livestock. We expect that's where the funds are going. So when we send money to a producer, we don't ask what they're going to spend the dollars on. We don't ask, you know, how much is going to feed, how much is going to transportation, those types of things, where some of the financial institutions will be a little bit more picky on that than we are. We're basically saying, here's money to grow your sheep, raise your sheep, and to market your sheep. And you determine how that money's best used. So we don't ask for projections or things like that as far as what may be a requirement or how money may be allocated. So for us, that we like that because it does give the producer the freedom to do with the funds as he chooses in that regard and on his farm operation or ranch operation. The other thing is, like I said, the benefit is certainly the speed in which the turnaround time is. And the ease of access of the application, like I say, we're down to around 15 minutes on the phone. You're done. You send us your birth certificate and your bank account number, and you're pretty much finished. Send it to us, and that's the information. We've tried to narrow it down to get to require the least amount of information we can from the producer so that they're not having to put together file folders full of information to get to us. The other thing we do is we do everything electronic. So the producer, once they complete an application, they get notices throughout their the application period, the 12 days. They get notice as to when and where their loan is at in the process. So when it's completed and submitted for credit review, they get an email saying your loan's at credit and being reviewed. And when it leaves credit and goes to be funded, they get an email saying that it's going into the funding area. And then once it's funded, they get an email saying the funds have been transferred to your bank account. So it's a process where you don't have the producer sitting there wondering what's going on at the other end. And we find that very helpful for the producer, that they know somebody's looking at their loan. Right now, when we get an application, we're able to look at it immediately. So if it comes in today, we're looking at it today. And so that helps the speed in which we're doing things. I think the other thing is the interest-free money is certainly a benefit. Back when interest rates were prime was 2% or 1.8%, interest was not a concern for producers and for a lot of people. Now, when you start looking at up to, you know, 7.2% is prime. And with the recent banking legislations that were international banking legislations that were approved, like Basel IV, we're going to see interest rates or borrowing rates. We may see prime drop, but we're going to see borrowing rates remain quite high, or we believe it to be that way. And where people were historically borrowing at prime, we will not be surprised to see people borrowing at prime plus one or prime plus two or prime plus three. I spoke to some people at the OFA meeting back in the fall, and you know, they're paying prime plus five and prime plus six. And for those people, we just kind of say, why? Come and apply to us. The other benefit to our program is for young producers and producers who want to get into the industry. You know, we don't require mom and dad to sign guarantees and all the other things that go along with that, that a normal financial institution might request. And the other thing is the only thing we take for security is the egg stability and the livestock. We don't touch mortgages. We don't interfere with your, you know, pickup truck loans and all the other stuff that the bank may have for security. And if the bank has those things for security today, such as your egg production insurance or your egg stability or your livestock, we deal with the bank to have them release that or to provide us with a priority agreement. And so it's not up to the farmer to do that. It's up to us to do that. And we have 100% success rate on that. So
that's great. So you mentioned that you have zero interest, right? Parts of the loan. And then
and then
there's sort of different terms for different amounts that you borrow. Can you just run us through that ladder?
Sure. So for the, under the advanced payments program, you can borrow up to $1 million. The first up to $250,000 is interest free. And the remaining $750,000 is at prime.
Okay.
So for the commodity loan.
If you borrow only $250,000, it's interest free, or does the
interest free?
Okay.
It's all interest free.
The first $250,000 is interest free.
Yeah. And anything up to that. So people, we have producers that'll borrow $20,000 or $30,000 and it's interest free. Anything up to $250,000 is interest free. And the Minister of Agriculture sets that each year. And it has been as high as $500,000 interest-free in the past, and it's been as low as $100,000.
Excellent.
So the last couple of years, this year's at $250,000. Last year was at $350,000. The year before was at $250,000. So we believe it's going to probably stick and hang someplace around that $250,000 to $350,000 interest-free. So, and again, the first amount up to $250,000 this year is interest-free. Mm-hmm.
Jaden.
So people, sorry.
No, sorry, you go ahead.
People will also ask, what's the cost of doing all this? There is a cost. We do charge a fee for the application. It's $1,000. If you're borrowing up to $250,000 over a 12-month period, you're going to save about $26,000, $25,000 over that period of time. So we do have to, we are a not-for-profit organization. We don't make big dollars or big spreads on our loans at all. And like I say, so we do charge $1,000 to cover our cost and the cost of registering the security and credit bureaus and those types of things. But which is certainly well below what most of the financial institutions are at.
Mm-hmm. Jay, does ACC offer any additional support or guidance to sheep farmers to help them make informed decisions about their financing options?
We do a number of things. We sit down with Aaron, your organization, throughout the year, and one of the questions that we ask is how can we help your organization? Where we find we can be very useful to an organization is when they require financial data that they may not be able to get from the banks or from the credit unions, which we do have a lot of access to. So it's that type of information as well. Certainly when your organization is speaking with government officials and everything else, sometimes it's important to have a financial institution in the room supporting them and to give that perspective, I guess. So we always try to help our member organizations, of which the sheep is one of our member organizations. So so if Aaron and her group are going to the government trying to get various things approved, our board and our organization believe it's our duty to support that and in any way we can. So from that standpoint, I think it's a benefit. As I said, the sheep producers are a member organization of ACC, so they do have a vote at our annual meeting and do have say in the direction of where our organization goes.
Amazing. So, thanks, Jay. So what are your future plans for ACC?
Well, we continue to grow. We just picked up 48 different products. So today we lend on 4,500 different products across Canada. We administer the program in Ontario, Quebec, Manitoba, Saskatchewan, Alberta, and British Columbia. We're seeing some pretty consistent growth in the last few years. Everything from nursery and landscape or flower products in Alberta to bison. So we're picking up a number of different products in different vicinities. So as a result, this year we'll lend probably over $1 billion in the next month or so. And it's just, we're seeing some really good growth. The interesting thing is our board recently passed a motion where they said our organization as a not-for-profit is not here to make money, but to provide the best service available in order to administer and get these government loans out to producers. So so we've just spent a lot of time, effort, and money in increasing our staff size, increasing our computer system, improving our computer systems. And like I say, we're really hoping to get that turnaround time to about 4 days over the next 12 months and continue with the growth spurt that we have, because it's good for farmers. There's approximately 30,000 farmers across Canada that use this program. And why not let the government pay your interest? That's a simple elevator pitch, is why don't you let the government pay the interest on your operating line?
That's a great question.
And they're happy to do it. It's a great program. It's a simple program. It's fast. And for repayment, the producer can call us and say, take a payment out of my bank account. The producer can go on his phone and pay us no different than you pay hydro or your cell phone bill. And they can go on there and do that. So like I say, we've really tried to improve the producer's ability to get the loan and their ability to repay the loan and make it as convenient as possible for them.
Amazing, Jay. I have, I actually have a final question, but it's a two-parter. You said the program started 1st of April. If you're a producer and you're interested after hearing this podcast episode, can you still apply? Is part one.
You can apply anytime between now and next March.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's a great question, Aaron.
You can apply anytime throughout the year then.
Yeah, you can apply anytime throughout the year. And when we get to March, what happens is you actually get on the next program year. So so that's why it's limited to March of the following year. So because in 2025 program year will be out April 1st. So but they can apply anytime. Basically all they have to do is pick up the phone and call us at our toll-free number, and someone will take the phone and complete the application at that time if they wish, or we'll set up an appointment that's convenient for the producer and phone them back at that time and set up the call.
All right. So that leads me into my second part of my question, which is what is the phone number and the email address or website address to find you guys?
Very easy. 1-888-278-8807 will put you into our call center. And or you can email us at advance@agcreditcorp.ca.
Amazing.
So either phone or email us at advance.agcreditcorp.ca.
And then, so then your website is agcreditcorp.ca?
Yes, it is. And if your producers want, they can email me directly at jaye@agcreditcorp.ca.
Amazing. Thank you, Jay, for joining us today.
Well, thank you for the opportunity. We really appreciate every opportunity we get to talk to producers and to kind of share about the program, because we think it's a good program. We believe in the program, and we believe it's one of the best ones out there for producers. So thank you so much for the opportunity.
Yeah, thank you, Jay.
And thank you for listening. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Join us next Wednesday for a part two of this discussion on farm finance programs, where we will interview Mike Shankula with Scotiabank's Yield More Finance Program.
Hey, Aaron, what's going on at OSF this week?
Ontario Livestock Exchange is holding holiday sales for Carbani. They're having their regular Tuesday sale days, but they're having an additional special sale on Friday, June 14th at 10 a.m. The barn is receiving Thursday from 4 p.m. till 10 p.m. and Friday, 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. They're asking, if at all possible, to please mark and differentiate male and female animals in your lots.
If you enjoyed our podcast, please subscribe to your podcast app to receive alerts to future episodes, and please share our podcast with your friends.
For more Ontario Sheep Farmers content, follow us on social media at Ontario Sheep Farmers on Instagram and Facebook, and at Ontario Sheep on X, formerly Twitter. And visit our website at ontariosheep.org.